struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hello there, beautiful souls, and a very warm welcome to this week's episode of Food for Thought. So what I decided to do this week is, you know, I've kind of noticed that this time of year, a whole bunch of people go into fear, go into stress, they're overwhelmed, it's been a long year and things might be accelerating or perhaps things are slowing down and that's what's freaking you out. But I've just found that stress levels really rise this time of year for most people, and, you know, especially for coaches and entrepreneurs as well. And, you know, one of the daily practices that I can literally say I attribute my experience of this world and the fact that I am 100% moving in the direction of living my best life possible and really loving my life and my success, I attribute to this, because this is one of the daily practices that I'm quite selfish about, that I don't skip. And I always say that there's really two Mickeys. There's Mickey and there's Mickey 2.0. And Mickey 2.0 is the one that did this practice and the day really just unfolds with ease and with grace. And no matter what happens, I still stay in alignment with who I want to be and where I'm headed. Versus just Mickey, who skipped this practice, this daily practice in the mornings. And I could literally just bump my toe or someone will cut me off in traffic and my entire day is ruined and my whole life is horrible. So this really is one of the daily practices that doesn't just help us to, you know, cope with the stuff that is happening around us. It's not just a coping mechanism, but it is also an intentional practice that is meant to be used to align yourself with your dreams, your visions, your beliefs, and set your intention for the day and the life that you really want to have. So that is why this week I decided that I'm going to share one of my morning meditations with you. Now, in my Ultimate Life Transformation program, my digital course, I actually teach the guys to create their own meditations. Just talk them through how to construct your own meditation, because here's the thing, anyone can construct a meditation, but I've just found that, you know, a guided meditation is really the way to go, because your mind is following along with what it needs to do and it's not distracted as easily. So that is why I like guided meditations, and I create guided meditations for myself. And of course, the plus side of that is that, you know, your own voice is the one you hear the most and it's the one you trust the most. So when you are hearing this in your own voice, it just, for to me, it has much more sort of power behind it. But for you guys today, what I've done is, you know, whether you're doing it in your own voice or not, is to give you one of my morning meditations that I use just to firstly, you know, clear myself, set my intention for the day, just energetically align myself with where I'm going and connect back to my higher power and my source before my day even begins. And, you know, I often ask people, what is the first thing they do in the morning? Do they pick up their phone and check their emails or check their social media or whatever? And here's the thing, guys, is when you're doing that first thing in the morning, when you start your day like that, you're starting your day reactive, okay? So you're reacting to other people's needs, other people's opinions, other people's likes or dislikes. So if you start your day like that, where your first fruits go is where your day will flow, is what I believe. So I don't want to start my day reactive, and I don't want to start my day sort of sowing into other people's opinions and approvals and needs and likes and things like that. I much rather start my day sowing into me and where I would like my day to go and connecting to my higher power. And that is why I do this first thing in the morning. So I wake up, I'll wash my face, I'll brush my teeth, and I will then go and sit and do this meditation. So I hope you enjoy it. This is quite a powerful intention setting morning meditation, and you will find that if you do this consistently for 21 to 30 days, you won't just be experiencing your day-to-day experiences in your life differently, but you'll also see different things showing up in your experience that are a lot more positive and a lot more in alignment with what it is you want and where it is you want to go in your life. So guys, I hope you enjoy this, but here we go. Here is my morning meditation. So this is your morning meditation to firstly set your intention for the day, where you would like your day to go and to flow and how you would like it to go and to flow, and to just connect back to your source, to your higher power, and to just get back into alignment with the person that you want to be, the type of day you want to have, and just your visions and your dreams for and with your life. So what I'd like you to do is to begin by finding a nice, comfortable, quiet spot. Just put your phone on silent. Tell anyone else that's in the house or around you to just give you 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes right now. And I don't want you to, preferably don't do this while you drive, but I just want you to either sitting down or lying down, get very comfortable right now. And I want you to close your eyes and just begin by taking three nice deep breaths in and out. So here we go. A nice deep breath in and release. Another nice deep breath in and release. One more time, nice deep breath in and release. And I just want you to turn your focus towards your body right now and just identify and focus on where you are experiencing any forms of tension in your body right now. Perhaps some tension in your neck, muscle spasms, your jaw that is clenched, knots in your stomach. Just become aware of any tension that is in your body right now. And I want you to see that tension as though it's all coming together and forming into a little black ball. And you just begin to send that black ball all the way down your body. Just send it down, down all the way to your feet, and just right out at the bottom of your feet, just release it. And I want you right now to envision a warm, bright light that is shining from the top of your head onto the top of your head. And I want you to just see that bright, warm, white light just entering into your body through the top of your head and just flowing inward through your face, through every muscle, every single cell, into your lips, your eyes, your ears, down to your throats, down to the back of your neck, into your shoulders, down your arms, into your fingers, down the front of your chest, down your back, all the way down your spine. Just see this white light moving all the way down into your torso, down to your thighs, and then into your knees, into your calves, all the way down to your ankles, and into your feet, into your toes. So your whole body right now filled with this warm, bright light, just opening you up to receive, being a clear vessel right now. who is relaxed. This is the only moment that you need to be concerned with right now. There's no yesterday. There's no tomorrow. There's just right now. You are not late for anything. You're not going to miss anything. You are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. You are exactly who you're supposed to be. And who you are right now is absolutely perfect. Whatever happens today is exactly what's supposed to happen. And this moment is divine. And today is a great day. Now I want you to just repeat the following to yourself, either in your mind or out loud. I have everything that I need today. My day unfolds with ease and grace. I am energized and rested. I am healthy and well. Divine solutions and guidance are available to me today. Creative opportunities and solutions flow to me today. I take action with complete clarity and faith. I am massively loved and supported by God, the universe, and people today. I matter. I am worthy. I am deserving. I am enough. I am love. I have love and I deserve love. I am no better or worse than anyone. It is okay if not everyone likes and understands me, because I like and understand me and I believe in the person that I am becoming. It is safe for me to show up authentically. I am likable exactly as I am, and I am fun to be around. I have the capacity for greatness within me right now. Nothing holds me back. It is my birthright to have everything that I need and desire. I am deserving of great things. It is safe for me to be massively loved, happy, successful, healthy, wealthy, and abundant. My dreams are supported and I achieve them with ease. It is just a matter of them unfolding. I am deserving of abundance and support. I choose to be happy and to have fun today, no matter what. My life is rewarding. I am a magnificent creation with an infinite abundance of love, power, and support flowing to me and through me today. I have favor with God and with people today. I have complete inner peace in all situations. I see truth in all situations today. I choose to see the love and the guidance that is all around me today. I trust that all is unfolding exactly as it should, and that everything is happening for my highest good and for the highest good of everyone else that is involved. It is safe for me to let go of the outcome and to trust the guidance and the support that is available to me today. I allow, receive, accept, and welcome an overflow of love, support, happiness, joy, peace, abundance, health, wealth, success, and freedom into my experiences today. I am strong. I am divine. The power that made the universe is within me. I have the power to love and heal through my thoughts, touch, actions, words, intentions, and the help of the elements in the universe that give themselves freely unto me as support today. I have the power to manifest the abundance that is all around me, and I call it to me now. I have the power to transmute darkness into light. I light up the world today. I have no fear. I shield myself in the armor of God today. I am here as a willing and humble vessel for the source of love that I am to shine through me. I protect and honor the divine that is within me to become a living example of what is possible. I am happy and grateful for the love, the support, the guidance, and the abundance that is all around me and that I get to experience and have available to me today. I am ready for this day. I speak it, so I be it. So be it, and so it is. And I want you to just keeping your eyes closed, just take another deep breath in and release. And another deep breath in and release. One last time. Another deep breath in and release. I want you to just blink your eyes together right now and open them up and just stretch your body out like you would if you've just woken up. Okay, so just focus for a second right now. Just sit for a couple of moments and just feel how you are feeling right now. And whatever happens throughout this day, just remember that you can tap into and come back to this feeling at any moment. Just choose to come back to it any moment that you would like to throughout your day. So I do hope that this has helped you. I recommend that you do this meditation in the mornings and do it for at least 21 to 30 days consecutively. And you will not just begin to experience how you feel throughout your day and how you're experiencing the day-to-day experiences and activities and things in your life, but also the shifts that you will see or experience happening both internally and externally for you if you consistently do this meditation in the mornings for 21 to 30 days. So I hope that you enjoyed this and wish you a fantastic day. Okay guys, so that was it for this week's episode of Food for Thought. Thank you so much once again for joining me. And if you are new to this podcast or if you've been on it for a while, I'd like to ask you to please go and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast channel for two reasons. Firstly, because I'd love to hear some of your inputs and feedback. I'd like to connect with you some more and see how you guys are doing and how you're experiencing the podcast, but also because by reviewing and subscribing and rating this podcast, it also helps me to reach my vision with this podcast, which is to help and to serve and to reach as many people as I possibly can through it. So please do go rate, subscribe, and review this podcast channel if you will. And if you enjoyed this episode and you found it helpful, please do let me know. Tag me in a post on Facebook or Instagram. The handles are in the show notes for you guys. I'd love to connect with you over there as well and hear your feedback on this and how you experienced this episode or this meditation that I gave you in this episode. And if you feel this is of value for somebody else, please do share it with them as well. But that's it for this week, guys. As always, I'm playing out with one of my favorite songs or just a song that has meaning to me or just something I enjoy. And I hope you're going to enjoy it with me. But I will see you right here again next week on Food for Thought. Have a fantastic week.